It's one of those things that, you know, every person's experience is different. But, you know, for me, it's like, you know, they're both hugely time consuming jobs that most people do on the side. You know, a lot of friends of mine, you know, they have a job and they play music on the weekends, or they have a job and they, you know, go home and take care of the cows and stuff. There's a reason, you know, it's a lot of work and not a lot of money sometimes, you know. So, yeah, it's just about trying to keep everything together, you know, keep it going.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and hear one of your songs off of the new album, if you could, that kind of speaks to the preservation theme to give folks a taste. Now, like I said, I've had you in rotation. We've heard a lot of songs. What's one that particularly you'd like to start out with?
Probably the first track on the album's kind of my favorite. It's a song called Hotel Maid. So.
$250,000 don't buy that much. Gonna need $100 more to keep my daddy's place up. If 3 years of taxes have gone unpaid and my girl pulls her weight as a hotel maid. I left the farm for a year or two, bought a half education that I never use. Papers in the desk where I never sit. Got a whole new group of associates. But you can't spend your way out of nothing, yeah. That's a big hole and you'll never climb out. But if you got a long handle on that shovel in your hands, yeah, I might hit a rock and you'll know where you stand. Glass from the fist last night, but I never really meant it to cause a fight. No, there's some times when I lose my mind, and I know when I do that I'm not so kind. I thought about leaving a time or two, but the only good thing I got in this world is you. I can get lost and I can be free, but there's no telling what it'll end up costing me. But you can't spend your way out of nothing, yeah. That's a big hole and you'll never climb out. But if you got a long handle on that shovel in your hands, yeah, might hit the rock and you'll know where you stand. $250,000 don't buy that much. Gonna need $100 more to keep my daddy's place up. If 3 years of taxes have gone unpaid and my girl pulls her weight as a hotel maid.
You just heard Lyle Strickland live on High Plains Morning, sitting in the studio with his guitar. Thank you so much for that. I think that was a really apt, you know, kind of song to start off with on the album. And the album seems to, you know, really, you sing about working people. You sing about people from your, you know, rural town. You sing about people struggling, farmers, service workers, like maids and barbers, independent musicians, you know, probably, yeah, implied in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you seem to skirt these issues that are very much on the tips of people's tongues right now, like income inequality and working multiple full-time jobs without making that living wage. Mm-hmm. What was it specifically about that just inspired you?
Well, I think it's just, you know, I know way too many people that are just working way too many hours for what they're getting in return. You know, friends of mine that are just breaking their bodies, you know, for, you know, not a lot, you know. And I feel like a lot of people, at least that I run into, you know, it's like, it's not that they're like pessimistic people, you know, they're not down on their lives that much, but they've kind of given up hope of anything better, just literally trying to cling to what they have left, you know, and just hold it together, and sort of maintain. So,
and how have you faced that, you know, having to take on your family farm and, you know, of like make something happen? It sounds like you did quite a adjustment to how your mom and, you know, how you guys run your farm.
Yeah. Well, we you know, when I took over the farm, I immediately started trying to move back to the same way that my great grandfather ran it. Some part of out of idealism of wanting to go back to sort of the old days.
You mean like preservation?
Yeah. And then part of it too is just, you know, when I took over the farm, you know, there wasn't a running tractor on the place, and you know, I had one truck from 78 that I could run for about 15 minutes before.
Wow.
I had to like roll the windows down, you know, because the gas fumes were filtering in, you know. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a weird deal, but.
So, how many cattle do you have right now?
I've got about 100 head right now, so
Wow. It's
not massive, but it's enough to keep me busy, and I think that's part of it too. Growing up in that culture, like there's a lot of people that have old family farms and stuff, and whether it's 80 acres or 200 acres, it doesn't really matter. People are really reluctant to give up what they have. Their lives could be, you know, a lot easier, but they take the harder road, you know, because they, you know. It's like they aren't making more land, you know, that's kind of the old adage, you know, and you know, you just want to cling to what you have and keep it going. So,
well, we serve an area that is so predominantly rural and a lot of cattle.
Yeah.
So our listeners to this program will certainly, relate to your situation.
I've gotten in trouble in Texas before for calling myself a farmer instead of a rancher. Yeah.
Well, you're safe with me because I'm from Missouri.
That's what I tell them, and I don't think they believe me, but we're all farmers up there. You know?
We're all farmers.
Even if all you have is cattle, that's what we are.
And honestly, anybody who lives in this region that appreciates these landscapes, I think it really does the respect for the land, the respect for the lifestyle, and to do right by the land and do right by the cattle, and mm-hmm. you get a better benefit if you do that. But it is, you're right, it's becoming increasingly harder. And your farm, you went ahead and switched to do a grass-fed.
Yeah.
Local and sustainable. It's hard for me to imagine, you know, southern Missouri farm that people aren't like freaking hippie. So tell us a little bit about that transition your mom and you did.
It was a little rough getting started. You know, I mean, I know everybody in my town, you know, and so families go way back and stuff, but I think there was probably a few bets being placed on how long it'd take me to lose the thing.
Because of the additional expense of having to run the farm that way?
Well, I think it was a bit, out of their realm, when I first did it. And then also, I mean, everyone knew me as like musician and, you know, probably the furthest thing from, country, you know, so they're like, they couldn't believe I was back in Buffalo to begin with, let alone taking over the farm. But the grass-fed thing, it's really, actually, it's really taken off. There's four or five guys that are producing grass-fed organic cattle now. And it's funny because it's for me at least, my experience was just, it literally is going back to the way my great-grandfather raised the beef. He fed a little bit of grain, but the grain he fed was raised off his crops, you know, and this is... he didn't go to the feed store for hardly anything, you know. It's just you're just moving back a generation,
yeah.
Essentially.
So sustainability kind of plays into the whole preservation and,
yeah.
You know, keeping it going forward,
mm-hmm.
but in a very different way.
Yeah, well, you can't compete if you're a small farmer, at least in my experience, you can't compete with the guys that are running, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 acre farms. Like, you're not in the same ballpark, you know, so
sure.
you got to find a different way to do it. And there's a lot of people out there that want to know their farmer. They want to know where the food comes from, and make sure that, you know, that it's, you know, a good, healthy, sustainable farm. And, it's been a way forward for me and mm-hmm. able to keep it going. So,
well, do you have any songs that, specifically speak to working directly on the farm or anything that you think,
Hmm.
you've got so many that kind of hint at it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've got one on the...
You don't have to play it now. I'll just put it in my queue for tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. I think there's one. There's only one song that I know that directly mentions cows, mm-hmm. But it's a... I used it as a metaphor for a relationship and was...
I'm going to let that one just roll. Yeah, I'm going to let that one just roll. I've been watching a lot of Scottish comedy, and they call women coos.
Yeah, yeah. It's it didn't go
cows.
Over real well.
Yeah. Heady coos.
But, yeah, so I don't know if I have anything that directly talks about the farm, per se.
Yeah.
Maybe I do if I'm just not remembering it, though.
Well, I'll eke it out. I'll eke it out. So let's hear another song. We want to hear what else you got on there.
Yeah, I'll do this one. It's about my grandmother who passed away a couple of years ago.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
But when I wrote all these songs for preservation, like it's just it whether it's family relationships or love interest or you know your job or something, it's just all about just keeping it together. So. It's a song called Her Way Back Home.
Lyle Strickland on High Plains Morning.
Last time in her house, he held her Bible in his hands, muttered underneath his breath, I hope she understands. Moved her in on a Tuesday to a room somewhere in town. Treated like a queen, they said she don't even need a crown. Far cry from perfect, closer to hell. They'd call him every time she fell, and he'd tell them she's tough as nails. They couldn't keep her down, she'd walk those halls all night, looking for one chance to still put up a fight. She'd walk her way back home, taking no one's path but her own. She'd loved and she'd lost, got mad and paid the cost. Stubborn as sin, and she'd fight till the end to see him. He'd stop in every day when his health is still all right. Got fewer and far between till he finally saw the light. And she'd say, where'd he go? Where's that man? One with the smiling eyes, one that held my hand. Fifty years of marriage, 10 of divorce. Wasn't really her talking when she couldn't take him for worse. We should have seen it coming, she'd always cause a scene. Never took much notice, just thinking she was mean. She'd walk her way back home, taking no one's path but her own. She loved and she lost, got mad and paid the cost. Stubborn as sin, and she'd fight till the end to see him. Last week of her life, man, it was something else. What family we had left and the cards that she was dealt. She'd raised two of her own, but to look in her eyes, I couldn't miss the innocence of a child pushing five. When she'd say, where'd he go? Where's that man? One with the smiling eyes, the one that held my hand. Yeah. She'd walk her way back home, taking no one's path but her own. She loved and she lost, got mad and paid the cost. Stubbornness sin, and she'd fight till the end to see him. Last time in her house, I held her Bible in my hands. I muttered underneath my breath, I know she understands.
You just heard Her Way Back Home. That was Lyle Strickland live in the studio off of his most recent, his eighth album, Preservation. So this album covers a lot of really heavy stuff. We've got divorce, alcoholism, we've got dementia, we've got trying to struggle to make a decent wage, we've got the death of small town family life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
a pretty happy guy.
How you doing? hanging in there?
Yeah.
So we've just got about 2.5 minutes left of the program. I just wanted to, you know, ask you about, you know, someone who's got a farm, you also do music, you have this small town ethos in your town. You know, and that's something that really informs your music. Mm-hmm. And people that don't let go. And
yeah.
You come from people like that. Can you maybe speak a little bit about how that's been inspiring your work?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think it took me a long time to sort of find my voice and like who I was. Always like
eight albums.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, and it is because, you know, you're learning your craft and you're trying to like, you know, figure out how to write a song and then how to write a good song and then how to write a great song, you know. And you hear people all the time say, write what you know and stuff, but it's not until you're in that one little, you know, epiphany moment where it's like it hits you. For me, that was a buddy of mine after I moved back to the farm for a year or two, sitting on the porch and just covered in mud from drilling a water well, and said, man, you got to write about this town. This town's dying. The factory's moved out and people are barely hanging on. You need to tell a story. And it's not unique to the country, which is a sad thing, but it needs to get out there. So,
yeah. Well, that's something that, you know, across the United States, and we've got a really interesting election going on. So it's really wonderful to, you know, host singer-songwriters who I feel like, you know, these are the modern day poets. And if you're doing a farm and you're an independent singer-songwriter, talk about tough as nails. I mean, that right there. If you can handle that.
Well, thank you.
So thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll have information about Lyle on the website. I'll go ahead and tweet about it at High Plains Jenny. We got 30 seconds left. You want to play us out with something lovely?
Sure.
Let's do it. All right, thanks so much to Lyle Strickland, live in the studio on High Plains Morning.
Burning fast, burning slow. Long as I burn bright, I don't care where ends the show. And I guess I'm glad I don't know. Glad I don't care. Ain't no reason to stop and stare, and I keep trudging along.